WWE Mobile. Hey, Jack, the number of bad spots is going to give you 2 minutes in front of your show back.
Hey, bud, I'll wait on you. I've been wanting to check on you anyway, so let me know when you get out of the hot spot.
4HKX Mobile. Jack, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, bud. Go ahead.
10, I heard you on the radio in a few days.
I just, when I get knee-deep in one of them engines like that, it's kind of weird. I just have to shut everything down around me and just focus on kind of getting through the build and maintaining the tolerances for all the machining that I've done. And then after that's done, then I get it on the stand and work through all the problems that comes with a new engine and getting it worked out. So when the customer comes, which he came today, and he was just absolutely pleased. I was totally pleased with it too. But to answer your question, I just have to shut everything down in my mind so I can get through that, and that usually takes me 3 or 4 days.
I was the same way when I was doing the work. I put my headphones in, and that was a signal for everybody just to stay away. You were walking on eggshells.
I understand that. The thing is, though, when you do all the machining yourself, there's nobody to blame but you if something goes wrong, and that creates a lot of stress for me. I don't know why, but it just does. I'd rather have the stress than have to, you know, put components on that somebody else did the machining on, and then it not be right, and have to pull them back off. And it's worth the stress rather than the money.
Totally get it. Totally understand that. Nothing wrong with having a little pride in your work, trying to make sure it's right.
Like I said, the customer came this morning, and he was just excited. You know, and I don't know, it's third or fourth 454 I built. Normally they want them hopped up and, you know, throated and ported and all that other mess. But this guy wanted it bone stock, and I'm going to tell you what, man, I was able to take a nickel and put on that intake, and it stayed balanced for 10 or 15 seconds. It eventually fell over, but I'm going to tell you, that is the smoothest running big bore I have ever done. You know, I'm just tickled to death with it.
Good. You got it done. Always good to make a customer happy and move on to the next.
This one is 1936 inline 8 Packard. And I think the guy wants me to put it on YouTube. So I think I'll have to put it on YouTube so he can watch what's doing. He shipped it to me from Virginia, so they usually want to see them on YouTube when I get the knee deep in it.
Pretty cool, that way the customer can keep up with what's going on too, and documentation of what happened to the engine. It helps with the restoration project, I'm sure.
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, because I don't mean it the way it sounds, but when you put it on YouTube, that kind of keeps you honest real quick. And that's not that I struggle with that. I'm just saying that, you know, it's out there to see, so you gotta be right, and that just makes me a better machinist, that's all.
Like I said, totally get it. When people are watching, you're on your P's and Q's, dotting every I and crossing every T, trying to make sure you're doing the right thing. But everybody's just looking to scrutinize somebody they don't know nothing about a lot of times, too.
What I normally do is just shut the comments down so people... Well, I'll leave the comments open, but if I get somebody that is just nasty, first thing I'll do is make sure they're not right. And if they're wrong, then I just block them from making comments, and that way I don't have to put up with that mess, you know. And that just keeps everything on the up and up. But I do accept constructive criticism. And there's been a couple of times where I've got some comments from other people with more experience, and you know they've been right. And if a man's right, he's right. Just don't be nasty about it, you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm open for criticism anytime as long as it's in a respectful manner.
Here's the big question. I gotta know. Have you got the truck?
I have not got it. All the paperwork is signed. I'm trying to figure out a way to go get it. Can't rent a car. Really don't want to fly just because it's not for me. I'll just leave it at that. Ain't got nothing to do with the flying. It's everything else. So trying to work out a way to go get it. Not having much luck right now.
Patrick, now, I told you when you needed to go get the truck and you needed a way to go get it, to call me. So, I'm retired. When do you want to go get it, and where is it?
South of St. Louis, and my plan is to leave tomorrow to go get it. But I got another buddy of mine that's picking up a truck in St. Louis that he bought. So we were trying to go together, and we ain't having much luck at it.
Well, the offer stands. I don't want to push you into something you're not comfortable doing, but I got a 2020 Dodge. It's pretty comfortable, and if you want to go, just, you know, all you need to do is just let me know. We'll go up there and get it, and I'll follow you back. Make sure everything's good to go.
Appreciate your offer, and I may end up having to take you up on it, but I'm trying not to inconvenience anybody else. It's my thing. But, man, I'll tell you what, people just don't want to do anything anymore.
Like I said, man, I'm retired, and if you can give me a day or two's notice, I don't have anything on the schedule. So, hang on, Patrick. I think I got a flat tire on the fuel pod, but I'll stand by. Stand by. I'll be back in a little bit.
For HX, standing by.
KX, KL4 NUE, over.
HX here. You okay, Chad?
Not exactly sure what to do. I am exactly at the corner of Highway 25 and Highway 11, and I've blown a tire on the fuel pod, and, you know, obviously don't have a spare. So I'm thinking there's a little mobile home park here. I'm thinking about maybe asking them to keep an eye on the fuel pod till I can get the tire fixed on it, but I'm pretty much stuck till I can do that, but I don't know what else to do. That's about all I can do, right?
Well, what kind of luck pattern you got?
It's a Nissan minivan. I jerked the axle out from under it, so it's my small fuel pod. I don't have but 50 gallons in it, and it's pretty much built out of scrap metal, so if somebody steals the thing, I ain't lost a whole lot, but I just gummit.
Well, I was going to say, if you know what the luck pattern is, it's one of my trailer tires. I'll be glad to run you one to you.
Lug Nissan. It's, I think, 4 or 5 lug Nissan, but there's not a tire store within 4 or 5 miles of here, is there, that you know of?
My corner, I've
11 and 25.
Yeah, I'm going to say the nearest one's probably going to be Marietta.
Be Marietta Tire, right out there on 276.
It's about, I don't know, 15 miles from me, would you say?
You're probably less than 10 minutes down the road.
Ram.
Right, is it? Left or right?
Left.
Probably so, but if you went real slow, you might make it a little ways. But, I mean, I'll be glad to come help you if you need me to. I just got to drop this trailer up here at the house. I'm not too far away.
No, I don't do that, man. Dad's a lot closer. I can do that. It's just exactly know kind of what to do about this, but I mean it is what it is. But let me do a little bit of thinking. Let me figure out what I'm gonna do. I'll get back with you in 10 or 15. I think probably best thing to do is just me figure out a place to stash it and hope they don't steal it.
Where are you on the Gowan side or over toward Marietta side across 25?
Allensville side. I'm sitting here looking right at Highway 25, probably 200 yards off, but I think that's probably going to be my only option to take it down there and stash it till I can do something with it, I guess. But I mean, I hate that. But it is what it is, right?
There's a little shop right down the road that might be more, might help you quicker. They're right down 25.
Hey, Patrick.
This is Fresnel, right there where George Coleman's new body is at.
I've headed toward Greenville.
Sir, if you give me just a second, I'll give you his phone number. He may actually come to you. Super nice man and willing to help out anybody.
7J Mobile.
Chad here.
I think I heard Chad. I didn't hear the rest of it, but good afternoon.
Patrick and Chad here, KO4NUE.
Okay, roger that. I hope I didn't step on you guys. I had the volume turned down like a dummy before I had a nice way to keyed up the mic, so sorry if I didn't.
Help Chad out here, so let me hop off here and I'll, Chad, if you're still listening, I'll give you a text message with his number, KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Something I can help either one of you with?
Bob, I'm sitting on the side of the road with a 50-gallon fuel pod and got a flat tire with no spare. I was just trying to get a couple miles up the road, and just kind of stuck. But I can work through it. I just need a minute to think about what the best thing to do is.
Where are you located?
Exactly at the corner of Highway 25 and Highway 11 on the Gowansville side. But I don't even have any tools with me, Bob. I'll figure it out. I don't exactly know what I'm going to do yet, but.
I'll wait for me up, but I'll have the radio on. If you end up being stuck, call me. I'll hike it out there. I'm on the other side of Hendersonville, so it'll be a little bit. But give me a holler if you need to. I'll be here on the radio.
I'll give my wife a holler and see if she can zip out here with some tools or something, but that's about all I can do, I guess. I might try to make it to the tire store, but that's just not going to work very well.
What do you need?
I got to get the lug nuts off and then take it to a tire store and let them put another tire on it. But there's an RV park right truck down there. Looks like he's a construction guy. So I think I'm going to go down there and see if he'll let me park it there long enough to try to borrow some tools and get it off and then zip up to Marietta and get a new tire for it. I'll give him a couple of bucks so he can help me out. But I think that's about my only option.
All right. Well, the only reason I was asking is I actually got a four-way and do you have a jack?
Jack with the truck. But I think that's what I'll have to do. But all right, Bob, let me get this is gonna take me a couple hours to get this straightened out, but I will call you, and I do appreciate the help if I get to a point where I can't do anything with it. But I'm pretty sure I can work through it. So this is KO4NUE, I'm clear, bud. I'll let you know though.
Ready. Like I said, I'm heading back from Asheville into Hendersonville, and then I'd have to continue on down the road there a little bit. But anyway, just I'll have the radio on here until I get back to the house. If you need to, just give me a holler, and if I'm around, I'll be happy to come and help. ND7J, mobile, clear.
For HKX, mobile.
For VWA, anybody out there? Hey, Patrick, what part of town you in right now? Well, you must have headed back home early so that you can get ready to go up the country.
How to get there?
Where in St. Louis?
Got one truck in St. Louis to pick up, and mine just south of St. Louis.
There's two ways you can go. Just go north and hit 40 and go west, right straight across Tennessee, down to out to Nashville, and then I forget the interstate name that goes out of Memphis north.
55. I already know that, but you can't rent a car. I really don't want to fly, so having no luck trying to find transportation.
What do you mean you can't rent a car?
Not rent you a car one way.
Kidding. I've never heard of that.
Either. But it's a new thing since they sold all their cars last year when COVID hit, and they can't replace them. So now they've got what they got, and they're trying to hang on to it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know they'd done all that junk. Well, so what are you going to do?
Sure yet, that's why I come on home to try to figure it out. I looked at renting a U-Haul truck, just driving it up there and dropping it off. They want $500 for that.
Well, you can buy a plane ticket for that.
But I really don't. I'm not a flying person. Not the flying part of it, it's everything else around it.
Yeah, okay. Well, man. Well, shoot. Well, did you say your son was going to go out there with you?
Yesterday or today, yes, but he's got to work this weekend, so I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I've got options. I just got to get them all lined up. That's why I just called it a day and come on in.
Well, good luck with that. I hope it works out. How many miles total is it?
Look, total, it's an 8-hour drive from the house, so I'm not sure how many miles that is.
You got anybody with that'll volunteer to go that far?
Steve, I'm going to have to hop off here for a minute or two, and I'll give you a shout back, okay? KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
KX73s, good luck with it, bud. I hope it all works out. KO4HK, clear.